Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this dark, safe place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you and to bring our good friend John Deeney back on the show. John is a 19-year member of our Brain Trust. Could not do without him. He is one of the top management thinkers in the Brain Trust. He spent most of his career helping CEOs just like you, business CEOs just like you, put their best foot forward and work together in his work with the Tab Borgs organization. He's more recently working on helping baby boomer business owners find out what to do with their businesses as they move along. He's the author of Hunting in a Farmer's World, which is an award-winning book, which I'm still jealous that I didn't write. And then his new book for that new direction of his company, Your Exit Map, Navigating the Boomer Bus. He's our good friend, John. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Always great to come back. Happy New Year.
Good. Happy New Year to you. Good to have you back. So, John, the two things that we know about small business owners in general are, number one, they love what they do very much, mm-hmm. and number two, they're going to live forever.
Right, and die young.
In their head, I love what I do. I don't want to do anything else. I don't want to not do this. I love doing it. I'm going to keep doing it. And I don't see anything in the future that's going to stop me from doing it. You know, Mr. Gravity, the ravages of old age. None of that's going to happen to me, right?
No, not to me. I'll keep doing it for as long as I want. And the only thing that controls my portion of the universe is what I want. And if I don't want to leave, I won't. And, of course, there are a million things that can happen that change that. But, you know, when we talk to business owners about planning, and I know you and I, we're going to talk today about life after the business, but any kind of planning, you know, so many. It's the beginning of the year, and I'm still working with a lot of clients, and a lot of them, you know, I'm sitting down, and I'm saying, okay, let me ask you a couple questions. How much business did you do last year? How profitable was it? And what's next year going to look like? And so many of them say, you know, I gave up doing that stuff years ago. I mean, I tried, but then the market goes up or the market goes down or gas goes up or gas goes down or, you know, or we get sanctions or tariffs and, you know, I can't. Or my biggest customer has a problem. You know, it's pointless to plan. There's no purpose to it. I can plan all I want, and what's going to happen is going to happen. And, you know, in some ways, that is probably the single most valuable attribute of a business owner's, an entrepreneur's personality, the ability to live with ambiguity,
mm-hmm.
the ability to keep moving forward when you don't know what's coming.
And to make something work out of chaos.
Right.
What other people would see as chaos.
Right. Whatever happens, I'll figure it out. I'll make it work. I'll get to the next step because we always have.
Yep.
And we figure we always will. That is our core talent as a business owner. The problem is some of us become overly comfortable with ambiguity. You know, we like the ambiguity. We like the having a surprise when I come into work, not being at the same every day, something I can deal with, something I can overcome, something I can pat myself on the back about and say, look what I did. This problem came up and I nailed it. And so we just wait for the problems to happen. And when it comes to getting ready to move on from your business, that's probably not the best approach.
Well, one of the things that it does, it burns cash. Because if you're dealing with stuff, if you're dealing with stuff all the time, if you're always having to recover from something, which is what basically what we're talking about here, if you're always having to recover from something, there's no question, by definition, what John's talking about is a cash burner.
Yes, definitely. Well, it's not as efficient, but as long as you're making a living out of the business, that's enough for
us. That's the thing. That's what you think, yeah. It's, mm-hmm. It becomes successful dysfunction, doesn't it?
It does. It does because, you know, when you think about that, well, I'll wait and see what happens with that customer, I'll wait and see what happens with prices, or I'll wait and see what happens with the markets. That's okay, and it may not be efficient, but you can overcome it. But think about it in terms of moving on to the next phase of your life after your business.
Right, right.
What's that? I'll wait until I get sick? I'll wait until I have a problem?
Or I'm on my deathbed. I have one client who literally signed it,
right.
Signed his final papers for the dissolution of the business to his family on his deathbed, literally the day he died. Quick break. Right back with John
Wow.
Davey. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.